Okay, good morning. We are continuing Sha'arim B'Tfilah, page Kuf Nun Hey. We're in the Pirkei Siyum, the concluding chapters. And Rav Pinkus has been developing the idea that part of the experience of Tfilah, of davening, is not just to seek to ensure our own future and destiny, is not just to look to relieve our own suffering, but is to feel that just as Ima Anochi B'Tzara, just as God is aware of and empathizes with our pain and suffering, so too we are aware that our Father is in pain, and we, kind of paradoxically or ironically, we ask Him to relieve our suffering so that He is not suffering as well. We likened it to a parent and child. Even when a parent has to put a kid in time out, even when a parent has to punish a child, the parent still feels terrible, feels the pain of the child, and wishes they didn't have to, and hopes the child will behave in such a way to merit not needing that punishment or that consequence, so that the parent doesn't have to be the one who will exact the punishment. And that's a similar pattern that we have with the Ribono Shel Olam. We daven to Hashem that we conduct ourselves in a way and have the merit that He need not punish us, so He doesn't have to feel the pain of our suffering. We're in the bottom paragraph, page Kuf Nun Hei. V'nimtza aderech la'agiyah l'argoshos ha'inyin. And the way to achieve this, to a very, very high level, to be aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, it's anthropomorphism. Understand that it's not literal that God's in pain, but it's the way we identify and relate to it. But it's a very high level. How does one achieve that? You have to pause in the crazy hamster wheel of life. For most of us, life is running at an unbelievable pace, and we don't have time to breathe. There's so much noise clogging our lives. The capacity to think, to breathe, to have quiet, to meditate, to reflect. These are anathemas. Who has time anymore? Everything's buzzing and beeping and vibrating and texting and ringing. And the obligations start from early in the morning, go to late at night. Person has to press pause, find the ability to think. Think about and contemplate the core foundations of Emuna. And employ the principle of Kal V'chomer. Lilmod miyichusu lo'avav meitivav kigon aviv v'rabo. Kal V'chomer ein sofi ad kam mechuyivu biyachasov l'kosh baruch hu. If you have to remember, some people it comes naturally, others have to put it into their phone. Call your mother and father, see how they're doing, check in on them. After all, they did give you life. After all, they've been pretty good to you. So well, you have to remember, text your wife, make her feel good in the middle of the day that you thought about her. So you schedule 1 o'clock this afternoon, text your wife, and spontaneously ask her how she's doing. You know, so the people in your life that are most important, that you care about the most, you go out of your way to pause, to take inventory, to invest in the relationship, to see how they're doing. So does the Kadosh Baruch Hu find himself on that list? Your parents, your spouse, maybe you have siblings, people who are important to you in life, that you network with, that you check in with, that you keep close contact with, does the Ribono Shel Olam appear on that list? The only way that you could work on Emunah is if you take a time out, if you pause. By the way, I'll shamelessly plug, we began a few weeks ago a WhatsApp group on Emunah. It's one daily message, to try to, one daily story, reminder, quote, Dvar Torah, one daily thing about Emunah. So that some point in the middle of your day, you look at the WhatsApp message, oh yeah, I forgot there's a Ribono Shel Olam. I forgot that he, I forgot, I got so much to do at work, and then I got to go to the store, and then my kids have a game, I got to make the graduation, I got to pay the bills, I got to, oh yeah, I forgot that there's a Ribono Shel Olam. I forgot he runs the world, not me. I forgot that if I believe in him, I can find serenity and tranquility and peace. I can quiet my anger, I can learn greater patience. I can let go of the desire to take revenge. I forgot, there's a Ribono Shel Olam. So if you want to, we're running out of space in the WhatsApp group, you're only allowed a certain maximum number of people. But if you'd like, since I like you, I'll let you in. So email me your WhatsApp, email me your phone number, I'm happy to add you to the group. Think about it for a moment. Here's our Pinkus' metaphor. If you know your father's in pain, so you know your father injured himself. Your father's in pain, your father just had surgery. And it happens to be that a day, a week before, he just gave you these huge gifts. Before your father went in for surgery, he bought you a new apartment. Oh, and by the way, the father who also just bought your house, paid off your mortgage, he also is a great doctor. And you just happened to have this terrible illness. You couldn't see, your eyes were killing you. And all the other doctors you went to gave up hope that you could heal. But your father lovingly, patiently treated you and restored your eyesight. He bought you an apartment, got you a car, hooked you up with a job. He's not only an ophthalmologist, he's also a cardiologist. He also took care of your heart attack. He bought you, paid off your mortgage, he bought you a car, he introduced you to your wife, he got you a job, he paid for the fertility treatments, he healed your eyes, he took care of your heart attack, he hired your trainer, he bought your... Right? Everyone right now is looking for that Abba. Tovos Ros Ma'ud V'Niflos. Right? He gave you everything you have. Mishpacha, he gave you your family, your parnasa, your life, your children. Vod. V'nei ben zeh shekibel achshav kol zeh. Now this child who got all this from the father. Hari b'teva tzach she'alibo home v'goyish b'yava v'akaris ha'tov l'aviv ha'tov v'ayakar. So, you think that kid whose father healed him, took care of him, introduced him to his wife, gave him a job, paid off his mortgage, bought him a car, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Do you think that kid needs to be a reminder? Call your dad every now and then and check in on him. Call your dad and say thank you. Your dad just stubbed his toe, your dad just had a minor surgery. Go visit him. Go see if he needs something. You think that kid needs to be reminded? On top of that, you still need your father. Because he's got the connections for your next business deal. Or you want to buy now you need a plane or a yacht. So you know that you need something, but it happens to be your father is also not well. You're going to go visit your father who's in the rehab center. You're going to go visit your father who's in the hospital. And you're going to make it all about you. Yeah, thanks for everything you gave me already. But I've come with a list. Let me just pull it up on my phone. I've got a few more things I need you to pay off. Got a few more things I need you to provide. A few more things I need you to do. And you'd fail to ever say, oh, and how are you? And can I get you anything? And I can't stand the thought that you're in pain. I'm Shaykh Lakshav. Could you imagine he's only going to think about himself? This metaphor is exactly, accurately depicting our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. He's our father. He loves us. He gives us life. He gives us health. You have two eyes that work. You have 2 feet. Ask Nathan about having 2 feet that work. Mm-hmm. Ask me. Have 2 feet that work. It's a miracle. You can take a step. You can get yourself dressed. You can give yourself a shower. You can get to the other side of the room while carrying a cup of coffee. You can drive from point A to point B. Your feet work. Your eyes work. Your ears work. You have a roof over your head. You have a job. You have nachas in your life. Who do you think is providing all of that? Who do you think is paying off those bills? It's the Ribono Shel Olam. And now when you speak to him, every day you're just going to come with a list of what you need, what you want. You're never going to say, and how are you, Ribono Shel Olam? And how are you? It must be killing you. The Chilul Hashem in the world must be killing you. And if you saw that insane rabbi who spoke at Muhammad Ali's funeral, I mamash felt Hashem's pain watching that guy with his rainbow talis ranking on Israel and the Palestinians and everything. It was unbelievable. What a Chilul Hashem. So you got to live life and you have to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzar. Feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzar. 4 people are murdered in Tel Aviv. 49 people are killed in Orlando. You feel the tzar of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not just our own tzar, not just a commitment to improve and repair the world. You know, we don't just come to Hashem saying, here's what I need. What are you going to provide for me? What's my next bill you're going to pay off? But Hashem, I want you to know, I feel your tzar. I feel your tzar. You must be in such unbelievable anthropomorphic pain, Hashem. I feel your tzar. This is the yachas. This is the true connection. Shemachshavas elum tziyusim v'amitiyim ein klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kefel keflayim. This feeling is exponentially greater than anything we could possibly communicate how we should feel. If the example of our biological father is something we can relate to, and we can't relate to that. We love our fathers, they've done a lot for us, but the idea of a father who paid off all our bills, gave us everything we have, we still need more things from him, and we're going to... if that means anything, so multiply it times a gazillion. And that's the attitude we should have towards the Ribono Shel Olam. So developing, again, these Pirkei Siyum, where Pinkus is saying is that, you know, the effectiveness of your davening is not established when you get into shul. Often running late, throwing on your tefillin, trying to play catch-up, keeping up with the pace. That's not when the effectiveness of your davening is determined. The effectiveness of your davening is determined by the mindfulness, the thoughtfulness, the attitude outside of shul. Do you think of Hashem in the middle of the day? Do you remember there's a Ribono Shel Olam on your way to try to cut a good deal, or when you have a little of an annoying thing, or you're stuck in traffic, or you feel yourself losing patience and getting angry? In those moments, do we remember there's a Ribono Shel Olam? He runs the world, we take our initiative, but ultimately it's up to Him, that He created us and we have tremendous gratitude towards Him. Do we see, feel, acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life? And the more mindfulness we have of Emunah throughout our day, by the time we get to visit Him, you think about your father the whole day, think about what your father did for you, you think about the pain he's in, by the time you get to the rehab center and you have the conversation, you're already so connected with Him. So by the time you come to shul, you're already so connected, you've been thinking about Hashem throughout the day. Have a fantastic week.